Welcome to the podcast. Here we explore ambition, well-being, and impact, and we dive deep under the surface level tactics so that you can build a freedom-focused business on your terms. Hi, I'm your host, Annalise Warne, an agency CEO, business strategist, and coach, as well as a wife and homeschooling, traveling mama of four little ones. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational business leaders, as well as practical marketing and leadership strategies that you can action right away. So let's get into it. Hello, hello, welcome back to the show. So today I want to talk about offers because I'm seeing a lot of copycat programs and other things out there. And so let's talk about offers. And also there's a lot of confusion and a lot of self-doubt, I think, when it comes to offers. So if you've listened to me for any length of time, you probably know that my preference is high ticket programs. The reason is, and what I mean by high ticket is programs that cost more than $2,000. Now, it's not really about the money, right? What it is that it's about the value. And that means that you're providing a big solution to a big problem. And that's what an offer is. It's the thing that you sell, it's your product, it's your service. So ideally, I believe the best offers are a big solution to a big problem, not just a band-aid thing for, you know, that it's going to just be something else that they pay for. Most people's problems that they have are not, like, they've had them for a little while. The things that they've been struggling with, otherwise it would have been something that they'd just dealt with on their own. If they're carrying it and they're looking to pay for a solution, then it's something that they've realized that they can't do on their own. And so they're reaching out or they're looking outside of themselves for support. And that means it's probably a weighty problem. And so the solution to that is going to be a weighty solution in that it's going to move them in some way from where they are to where they want to be. So let's talk about, hang on, before I go on, the reason why high ticket is also good and why I talk about this as being, you know, a higher value product as being a really great thing, especially when you're getting started, is because if you're solving a big problem, then you're going to get really great testimonials, right? If you are just solving something small, then you're not going to have great testimonials, or you're giving them a small little tidbit because you probably are not going to be really moving them from A to B. You might making them, giving them a step along the way, but real transformation is what you're going to need to get really great testimonials, to get really great referrals, and to get paid what you likely want to get paid. And that's totally fine because if you're solving something for them, that's worth a lot of money for them. And it's that value exchange that is really beautiful. And that's the win-win in business. If you've done that right, like, amazing. You'll have clients for life. You'll have referrals. You'll have a beautiful business that lights you up, that compensates you in the way you want to be compensated. And so that is why it's this beautiful loop when we're dealing with high ticket products. Now, the example that I always give here is where I learned this, which was when I was a personal trainer. So maybe you know I'm a personal trainer, maybe you don't. When I was getting married, when I was engaged, I have always gone to the gym since I was like 18, since I moved out of home. I've always been a member of a gym and I love working out. And this was true from, yeah, when I was a teenager. So when I got engaged, I was exercising and my bridesmaids wanted to be exercising as well. So I started running exercise classes for them in the park, right? We would just get together and we would exercise. And I was like, after a couple of sessions, I'm going, okay, maybe I should actually know what I'm doing from a teaching perspective. And so I did a course. And so I did a course and I did it for a hobby for about 10 years. Just on the side, where I worked in a gym for about 6 months. And then I ran Mums and Bubs fitness classes. And then I worked for a company that taught people how to be personal trainers. And I worked up and down the coast running in-person training workshops inside gyms and teaching people how to be personal trainers. So I've got a diploma in fitness. So given that, in my stint when I was in the gym for 6 months, what I learned pretty quickly was that if I just offered, I signed clients up and I offered them a session and I said, okay, great, let's work out once a week and this is going to be the price of this session. I remember one night specifically, I had driven 30 minutes to the gym and I think I was even pregnant with my first child at the time. So I'd driven the 30 minutes to the gym and I had had two and a half hours booked of back-to-back sessions. I had 5 clients that I was meant to meet. I charged about $50 a session. And so I knew that for my 2.5 hours, I was going to come home with $250 and that was going to pay rent at the gym for the week and, you know, whatever else. And so that was fine. I'm like, great, totally happy with that. I was working during the day. So this was a nighttime thing. And 4 of my 5 clients canceled that night. Why? Because I didn't have proper contracts in place that were putting, you know, what's it called? Like penalties in place for not showing up. And because it wasn't tied to something, to actual end result. It was just, great, you want to come and work out with me? Fantastic. This is the price. Here it is. Let's book in the time. And then when things come up or they're tired, then they wouldn't show up. And I left home that night with $50. So I'd driven for an hour and waited around for the clients to show up for 2.5 hours and left with $50. And I was fuming, like, right? I was furious. So what I realized was that if I signed them up to packages, then I was going to get them better results. I was going to make sure that they showed up because they would have already paid for it. And they were actually getting a better result. So what I did was I created like 12-week plans, depending on the client. I created packages that were for a certain length of time, but included, you know, this includes 3 sessions a week and it includes your meal plan and I'm going to be accountable to, you're going to be accountable to me and you're going to send me photos of every single meal that you eat. And, you know, it was a full package to go, great, you want to learn, you want to lose 4 kilos or 14 kilos for your daughter's wedding. Fantastic. It's in this amount of time. That's what we're going to do in order to do that, in order to reach that goal, right? To move you from where you are to where you want to be. This is the program. This is what we're going to put in place. Of course, it was a lot more expensive than my $50 per session because now I wasn't just getting $50 per week from them. I was getting like $200 per week from them because of all of the things that I put in place. Did they show up? You bet they did. Was I more happy because I was getting compensated? You bet I was. Did they get better results? Of course they did. And so that is when I really learned the principle of this high value, irresistible offer. It's the thing that the big solution, it's the thing that's going to move your person from where they are to where they want to be. And this is why people bang on all of the time about knowing your ideal client and who they are. It's because how can you possibly move someone from where they are to where they want to be and be specific about creating an irresistible offer if you're really general about who it is that you actually serve and what you do? So it doesn't mean you only have to have one offer, but please, 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 please have an offer. Have an offer that is high ticket. You can have lower things as well, but start here. If you're just starting or you're going to start something new, really consider, it's also easier to sell, to be honest, than it is. Like people think it's easier to sell a $47 whatever rather than a $4,000 whatever. And it's actually not, because you can tie the high value thing to the results that they want to achieve. And people realize that if it's a big problem, it's going to take a big solution. If you saw a course that was $15, you'd wonder how good is this actual course. If you saw a course that was $15,000, you'd be going, oh, okay, like it's priced according to the value. And that's how we think, right? That's how we think. Your pricing is your positioning often. For example, the $15 handbag from Kmart, how different is that than the $15,000 handbag from Gucci? Well, it's going to be quite different, but is it actually that different in terms of, you know, how many times the price that is? Probably not. It's definitely going to be better quality, but is it that much better quality? Maybe not. But the pricing also tells you the quality, right? The $15 one, if I was selling it as some incredible quality leather designer handbag, you probably wouldn't believe me. So just a note there on pricing. Now, let's get into what a framework of an offer actually is. First of all, we need to make a promise that we can actually uphold. So what, and actually deliver on is what I mean to say. What is the promise? Where are you taking them? What is the transformation? Where are you moving them to? Where are you saying that this product is going to move them to? And what you then need to think about is how you're going to back that up with the stories that you tell or the testimonials that you talk about. And what you want to include in the offer. Oops. All right, so let's talk about designing your offer, because the dream outcome or the solution is going to be the promise that you say. Now, the promise needs to have substance. The promise needs, you need to be able to deliver on what you're promising, because we're not about anything short of integrity around here, and you won't be in business for long if you are. So what are you actually, where are you moving them? Where are they? And where are you saying that your offer is going to take them? So brainstorm all of these things, because some are going to be more powerful than others, and you can get feedback on these from other people. You can just decide yourself what it is that you want to stand behind, but really brainstorm and kind of, you know, turn on that tap and get all the muddy water out, and then get to the clear water and decide from there what it is that you really, you know, are going to promise the outcome or the solution is. From there, I want you to think about all of the objections that come up for you in your industry or for people when they're purchasing anything. And there is a few standard ones, like, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough money, my spouse won't like that, you know. And so when you're thinking about your solution and you're thinking about what it is that you want to charge, I want you to come up with all of the objections that your people are going to have in relation to that thing. Now, I worked with someone who worked with organic products, and so people would come to her and say, you know, it's not going to work as well, or it's more expensive. And so her solutions were all around educating people around these organic products. For me and my marketing agency, we work with tradies. So there's a lot of objections around technology and automation and actually running ads at all, because they've always run their business on referrals. And so what do you know that the objections are going to be, and what solutions or what responses are you going to have in alignment with that? So for example, when my tradies tell me that they've always run their business off referrals, I talk about how that's great, but then the control of their business is in the hands of somebody else. And so how, if they want to take the reins and actually control the growth of their business, they need to move away from a purely referral-based model. So what are your versions of those? And then this is the part that I really want you to spend time on. I want you to think about all of the inclusions, every single inclusion. And when you think about what it is that you want to offer, really question where that comes from. Are you including those things just because that's the norm? Are you including those things because you were part of a mastermind or a course or something where they did that? Is it just what you see? Really get super clear on everything that you're including, down to like the music that you're going to play, right? Really get down to the nitty gritty, everything, listing everything. But when you do it, base it on that ultimate solution. Like, what is the ultimate solution to what they want in terms of the time that they want to spend, the availability that they have, how they like to consume things, and not just based off what you have seen or what is being done or what the norm is in your industry. Really get outside of the box here. Like, just get rid of the box. Get rid of the box and start from scratch and ask yourself, what is it that my person would get the most from? So, for example, I was helping a client recently develop a mastermind program to create the strategy around it, and we were building the pieces. We were building the offer. Now, this mastermind program looked really, really similar to the mastermind program that they've just been a part of. In like, you know, there's this many calls a month, and they're this type of calls, and then they're going to get this type of portal, and then there's going to be this many retreats. And so I really had to push back on the inclusions and ask, like, she works with a different type of audience than this, than she is a part of, and say, is that actually how your people want to consume content? And so one of them was like a live stream every single week. And I questioned whether her audience, which is this, you know, high level corporate audience, had time to listen to this live stream at that time, and whether then she was putting too much pressure on herself unnecessarily because no one was going to show up on this live stream anyway. And was there different ways to deliver that? And what we actually decided was that there was a different way to deliver that, that that could be pre-recorded and it could be delivered in a certain way with different resources emailed. And so we came up with a different structure that I have never heard of before, that I've never seen. And I've seen a lot of programs, right? I've done a lot of programs. I have a lot of clients with programs, but we came up with something that actually was going to meet the needs of her clients and her schedule and her freedom-filled life. And so don't make yourself too small. Like, don't put parameters. Don't build yourself a box here to say, no, but a mastermind's done like this, or no, accounting packages are done like this, or no, VAs work like this. No, they don't. Well, maybe they do, but they don't have to, right? Things evolve. Innovation is amazing. And you run your business because you want time and money freedom. And so you get to build that in. You get to charge what you want to charge to get you to that income number that you want. And you get to structure your business and put the things in your offer that you want in there, that you want in there. And you don't have to say yes to clients, even if they expect things done a certain way. Even if they expect things done a certain way, you get to push back and say, no, we don't do that because that's a waste of your time. Or yes, we do this because your business is going to grow fast, or you're going to get better results if you do this extra thing that you're not used to doing. I'm sure if you're running your own business, there are reasons for that that include you not loving the standard way that things are being done. I'm sure that you have been part of a role that's like, oh, but they do this thing and I think that's a waste of time. Or, oh, they use this software, but that's, you know, actually takes, you know, nobody actually uses it. Or, hey, we have to do things this way, but I think if we added this thing in, that would make such a big difference to the outcomes or the time or the happiness or whatever it is. And so really question, really, really, really question, what are the inclusions, even if they seem silly, right? Even the things that seem silly, because you want to list it all out to get an idea visually of what you're including. And don't be copycatting just what you see, because then everything becomes a commodity and there's nothing different about anything. And so your personality, what you bring to the table, your history, your opinion, your experience is all going to color the way that you approach your work, the way that you deal with clients, the way that you help them get results. Don't overshadow that. Don't think, oh, no, but this is the way it's always been done. Don't dim your light. Like, turn up the dial, shine it bright, do what it is, add in the things that you know are going to get the results, that you know are going to be really high value to the customer, but low value for you, like low cost to you, high value to for the customer, low cost to you. That's the key of a really incredible freedom-filled offer, is these things being really valuable, but not costing you a ton of time and money, because that kind of defeats the purpose, right? You want it to you want it to move people. So then brainstorm all of the possible inclusions. If you thought this is like the ultimate solution to their problem is that I go to their house and I clean out their wardrobe and I do this and I do that and I just, you know, or I do it for them and we do it in one day, right? What's the ultimate inclusions? And then look at it and list the cost to you and the value to the customer and maybe cull a few things and decide. And how you're going to judge what you want to charge, a good starting point for this is really determining how much you want to earn. So before we do this even, get really clear on the amount of money that you want to take home. So if you're a service-based business and you don't have a heap of expenses, what I say is to have the number that you want to take home and actually get clear. Don't just pull a number out of your bum, right? Like it's just actually get clear on going, hang on, in order for me to go on the holidays I want to go on and buy the clothes I want to buy and do this, you know, buy the food that I want to buy and all of these things, I need $10,000 a month. Great. So you need an income of about $120,000 a year, an income. That doesn't mean revenue. So I want you to double that number. That is the revenue number that you're going to go for initially, right? If you have nowhere to start from, this is a good starting point. There are so many holes in this that could be from different angles depending on where you are in business, but this is kind of the most broad strokes way I can talk about it in terms of getting you to refine what your number is. The reason you're going to double it is you're going to have business expenses, you're going to have tax, you're going to have, you know, all of these other things that come up. And so that number, say 240,000, maybe that's your starting number of what, where you want to build your business to at that, like that's the first line. Great. And if you only want to work every two weekends, then that means that every two weekends you need to earn about $10,000. So you're, if you say you're a photographer, then you need $10,000 per package and you're only going to work every second weekend, then what are you offering for $10,000? What are the inclusions? Do the inclusions add up to that being a viable solution for your customer, or like a really irresistible deal? And if not, how can you turn up the dial? How can you look at those inclusions and go, actually, we're also going to include, like, you know, whatever it is. That is a really great way of determining how hands-on your product's going to be. And if you decide that you want to charge less, then if you decide you want to charge less, that's fine. It means that you have to change the way that you deliver it. So maybe now you're not going out on shooting for a whole day, but you're only shooting for an hour and you're hiring out a venue for a day and you're getting people in and you shoot 10 people in that day. And then you charge $1,000 per person. So you might have to think about the way that you deliver things if you want to charge less and still want to earn the same amount of money. So that is how we design our offer, right? We get super, super clear on what the dream outcome, the solution is. We list all of the objections that are going to come up and our responses to those objections so that we can either change what we're doing or we can really, that'll kind of really help frame how to sell it. And it will help us to refine what the inclusions are going to be. Once we've done that, we want to list all of the inclusions, including all of the crazy ones. Once we've done that, we want to see and make sure that the inclusions that we're including line up with the life that we want to live and the money we want to make. The way that we do that is we determine the cost to yourself and the value to the customer. You want low cost, high value. And then you make sure that you can charge what you want to charge for that package. Now, what I mean by that is, can you communicate that there's $10,000 worth of value if you've decided to charge $10,000? Can you communicate that there's, you know, $100,000 worth of value if you're charging $10,000, which makes that a no-brainer, right? How do you talk about, how can you talk about what your product is, your offer is, based on the value and the cost? Because if you've chosen things that are low cost and high value, then your $10,000 thing might be worth $100,000. It might be worth more than that. I know that, you know, our CEO incubator is around $8,000-$9,000, depending on how you pay. And that helps people to build an agency, right? That's worth way more than $9,000. Way, 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 way more. Like more than 10, more than 90,000, more than, you know, it's worth so much. And so how can you do that for your offer and talk about it in that way? And that's it. That is how we create offers that are not copycats, that are totally irresistible. It's by having the ultimate solution to their problem and getting really clear on what all of these things are, the inclusions, and how to sell it. If you want more strategic advice about yours, then book a free strategy call with me. Hop onto the website, annaliseworn.com. There's a big button there. You can book a free 15-minute call with me and you will walk away with a three-step action plan to get started on your brand new offer. It doesn't have to be your first offer. It might be transitioning in business. It might be a new offering, whatever it is. If you need help in refining this, book a call with me and let's talk about it. All right. Thanks so much, everyone. That is it for today and I'll see you on the next one. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Two things before you go. If you have loved this episode, please grab your phone to subscribe and review the show. And if you are ready to make a power move in your business, book a free strategy call with me, and you will walk away with a three-step action plan and a new fire in your belly. Book your call at annalisewarn.com/consult. The link is in the show notes. Have a fabulous week.